WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. After 16 years in the Birmingham City Council, Stephen Hoyt will leave office next month. The longtime councillor chose not to run in last month's election. WBHM's Cody Short looks back at Hoyt's tenure.
Councillor Stephen Hoyt is known for being assertive during city council meetings, but in person, he gives off a genuine spirit. Here he is at an event at Inslee Park in District 8.
And everything is right in District 8. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me.
I think of being able to empower those that I have been deemed to serve, not only from my council position, from my district rather, but also to the entire city, and to be a voice for the voiceless.
For the last 16 years, Hoyt has represented areas like Inslee, West End, and Five Points West. His successor will be Carol Clark. She worked with him when she was the economic director for the city of Birmingham. Together, they produced one of Hoyt's big ideas, an economic summit.
Inclusion of minority-owned enterprises was always his soapbox. So I'm sure that was a big theme of the economic summit. But I can remember him telling us he wanted, you know, the governor there, and he wanted, you know, this CEO there, and this, and I mean, but he meant it, and we sought out to make it happen.
Hoyt has also worked closely with community members like Dora Sims. She's been a resident of Bush Hills for four decades and is the current neighborhood vice president.
Like I say, we did community cleanup. See, he came by himself, brought his assistant, and even we at that time, normally we get some funding for serving like refreshments and things. Well, somehow we didn't get all that tied up, but he decided to put the money out there, and then he recognized being out there that there was some oil or something being dumped out there, and he jumped on that and cleaned that up, and we just appreciate that.
Hoyt says he's most proud of the economic development in his district. He advocated for expanding the Five Points West area. Now it's home to the Crossplex, which attracts national sporting events, and an Applebee's and Starbucks. Hoyt says his signature annual event, Party with a Purpose, has grown to be one of the best programs in the city.
You know, when we started Party with a Purpose, it was a result of someone inviting me to a candlelight vigil. And I had been going to a bunch because a lot of young people are losing their lives. And so I was invited by one of the family members who was concerned. And I thought that night, what happens when you blow out the candle?
Hoyt wanted to do something more to support his community.
And so God gave me Party with a Purpose. And Party with a Purpose grew from what I thought probably about 200 to 300 folk, ended up being about 1,000 people showing up, you know, and this day of empowerment, it's a job fair, it's an educational fair, it's health and wellness.
Councillor-elect Clark says the event gave her a new outlook, literally.
My doctor was telling me, you know, I was like, well, I can see fine. He's like, well, you still need to have an eye exam, because a lot can be determined about your health from your eye exam. So I'd been meaning to start getting an eye exam, but I got my first eye exam at the Party with a Purpose, and it was a complete eye exam, free of charge.
Hoyt said he's very grateful to have had the opportunity to serve his community.
That I do not take lightly, because I realize it could have been anybody else but me. You know, I have humble beginnings. I grew up in public housing, grew up in a single family home. And to have risen as pro tem and president at least twice, that's a long way from the projects, if you will. And we don't call them the projects anymore, we call them developments. But I'm very grateful.
Hoyt's last council meeting is October 19th. Cody Short, WBHM.